Thank you for tuning into Class Time. This is Kenzo Shibata, your host. I've been thinking a lot about the use of mental health terminology in public discourse and how it's harmful, but in many ways. And not only is it harmful, it's neoliberal. And I want to explain why I feel that way. And, you know, the root of it, I believe, is the fact that mental health, particularly trauma care, which is a very big part of the discourse at this moment, it's a very individualistic endeavor to work on traumas and to work on mental health. Like, we all have different lives, different brains, different contexts that we live in. And so one thing that triggers one person isn't going to trigger another person. So having like a one-size-fits-all blanket that we throw over this problem is not going to help. And the idea that through, you know, our political interactions, that we use the language of mental health as a means of advocating for people experiencing the effects of trauma, that's just not at all helpful. We really need to, if we want to make a political project, and I believe we should, I agree with Judith Herman, writer of Trauma and Recovery, that we do need a political movement to have society, have, you know, the state take trauma seriously. And that means we need to have something like a single-payer system where our not only our health care is taken care of, but our mental health care. The two are keenly linked. Right now I'm reading The Myth of Normal by Gabor Maté, and he explains in there about how, you know, he has this term called mind-body, which is essentially that it's all the same. You know, things that give us mental anguish, that's going to impact our physical health in multiple ways, you know, through us avoiding dealing with difficult issues, through substances, through other means that may be like self-harm, but also just the feeling, just the accumulation of toxic stress messes up with our cortisol levels. It, you know, it leads us to conditions like diabetes. Like, the two are one and the same. So, you know, the fact that insurance companies separate medical from mental health, or behavioral health as usually they call it, and even like dental health, is absolutely ridiculous. And these are neoliberal designations. Our body is our body. We need to take care of it in a holistic way, and it's really fucking expensive to do so. It's not only is it expensive, but it's unaffordable for majority of Americans, majority of people. And that needs to be the political project. We need to have, you know, our money, our resources go into this collective good, which is our ability to heal, our ability to do work on ourselves, and then work on individual plans to get us through these issues. And that's the political project. It is neoliberal to say we're going to foist the responsibility of taking care of people's mental health onto public discourse. You know, we don't need to have self-care built into our work life. You know, we don't need to have seminars on our jobs on how to take care of ourselves. The responsibility of our employers is to make sure we have safe and healthy working conditions. That, if they care about our health, that is what they provide. In this, you know, already neoliberal world, this capitalist world, they should provide us comprehensive health care. You know, ideally, our employers aren't taking care of that, but in the world we're at, that is pretty much what their responsibility should be, is to make sure we get our PTO, make sure that we have the health care that we need, and then allow us the autonomy to go to a mental health provider and put out a plan, a comprehensive plan for our healing. And it's none of our employer's fucking business what that plan is. You know, that is separation of church and state. This is separation of body and work, which I think is probably a better concept than work-life balance. But really understanding that, you know, your job might have your body for a few hours, but it's your body afterwards. And if they want your body to go back into work the next day and be productive, they need, there's certain resources they just need to supply. And that includes comprehensive mental and physical health care, time off when you need it, when your kids are sick, being able to take a day off without feeling, being given a guilt trip. And, you know, what's really at the heart of neoliberalism is that your boss is in charge of your fucking life. You know, that is the unit of fascism in neoliberalism is the workplace, because your boss has total autonomy over you, and even more so in the home. And we need to change the political terrain on all that. And we do that by providing healthcare and mental health care for everybody, and allow them to make the choices they need to heal, and not put that responsibility on employers. So, you know, one of the things that I'm really kind of an issue for me is when I'm flipping through Instagram and I see all these memes that give mental health advice. And sometimes the advice is rather good. You know, I am someone who is studying social work, and I have a lens for evaluating what is good or what is not good mental health advice. The caveat being, though, is that context is so important. One thing that's going to work for one person is not going to work for another person. And so when you see these one-size-fits-all memes posted on Instagram, they can be very harmful if you're not, you know, receiving the medication that you may need, if you're not receiving the support you may need, even more importantly, if you're not in community with others, if you're isolated, which is often the case with people that, you know, rely on social media for mental health help, that is what you really need to be working on. And you can't get that through any kind of nicely made Photoshop on Instagram. And it's not to say that I think the people who share these things or create these things are all grifters. That's a term that I actually really don't like, because bottom line is people do have the right to be compensated for their labor. And if they're doing something in the political or the, you know, care arena, side-eyeing someone and just saying, well, you're just a grifter, what do you expect people to do? Do you expect therapists and organizers, all these people in kind of care professions, to work for free? No, that's not going to work either. We already exist in capitalism. So I just think that, you know, we should need to be focusing our energies into a political movement to make sure everyone gets really high quality, comprehensive mental health care. And it's not going to happen through memes. It's not going to happen through podcasts even. That's why I don't offer individualistic advice on this podcast, because we're all different. One thing that works for one person might not work for the other. But thank you so much for listening. And just a heads up, I'm pretty soon going to be on WZRD 88.3 FM radio, Northeastern Illinois University Community Radio, probably starting in about 3 weeks or so. I want to say early December. And don't know exactly what my time slot's going to be or anything like that, but I will be playing music because it is a radio station. I can play music, and I will be talking about issues like this. I'll be doing interviews. It's going to be a whole awesome thing. And it's also, you'll be able to listen to it live as well on the internet if you're not in the Chicago area. So thank you so much for listening to me, and have a wonderful day.